What's going on, our valued It's Content podcast followers? Before we get into the episode, I got something to tell you. Our podcast finally has its first sponsor, Beantown Brew, the go-to coffee if you want to attack your day. It's for the blue-collar worker, the 6-to-2 guy, the guy on the job site busting balls, the underdog, the people that go unnoticed. Beantown Brew is for you, and if you're not drinking it, what the fuck are you doing? Check out Beantown Brew at beantownbrew.com. It's currently not online, but it'll be online soon. Keep a lookout for it. Beantown Brew, the coffee for the hard working blue collar savage you are. Now let's get into the episode.
I can tell who's on the way out. 25 show, check the payout. I ain't going home, I'ma stay out. Motherfuckers hate you when they looking for a way out. I just sit back and let it play out.
Oh shit. Alright, here we are, guys. It's Content Podcast. I think this is 26 now, which is crazy. You know, we're short a co-host. This is 2 weeks in a row. We're short Prosciutto Poppy. What the fuck's going on here? Carrying the podcast. So it's me and Jay Fine. Jay Fine, if you want to say hello to the people.
What's going on, guys?
You finally have a mic.
I do, yeah. Usually don't got it set up.
But, yeah, you usually just like, you can hear it in the background whenever we're asking you questions. You don't do the camera, though. You don't do no camera.
Oh, yeah. Stay behind the scenes.
Stay behind the scenes. Yeah, keep the people guessing. But we're here. It's Content Podcast. Like I said, this is my first solo pod ever. So this will be interesting to see where it goes. I mean, I have an idea. Me and Prosciutto Poppy were starting up a fitness weight loss series. So not just like some bullshit series either. We're going like full throttle. We have like a posting schedule. We want to do like, you know, a Discord broadcast channels, like really build a community off of this. So yeah, I wanted to dive into a little bit of that, why we're doing it, kind of like, you know, my weight loss journey, my past and stuff like that, and just kind of dive in. So if you don't want to hear fitness shit, you might as well just tap off this now, because that's kind of going to be the whole thing. We're going to do a deep dive into it. So let me take a little look. Jay Fine, have you been like heavy into fitness your whole life, or where's your stance on that? I feel like you told me you run a lot.
Yeah, I try. Like, I definitely wasn't when I was like super young, but then I think once I started playing sports, that's when like it kicked in.
Yeah, you were always like in good shape your whole life, or like similar build to you are now, or?
No, but honestly, when I was younger, I was definitely like a little chubbier. And
oh,
then,
really?
Like, yeah, and then like when that's I started funny. Like playing ball and like just working out, I kind of naturally just like slimmed down a little bit. But when I was little, like I never gave a shit about that. You know?
Well, yeah, that's what I was going to kind of dive into first before I go into like, because I did a Q&A as well. We're going to do a Q&A segment. I had my people. Gave questions about the whole journey or whatever. So I wanted to dive into like growing up. Like, obviously I grew up in an Italian household, you know, just fed pasta, you know, multiple times a week. My grandmother made the fried dough downstairs. I would go down and eat everything. So I was always a chubby kid. I always ate good, but I always talk about this as like, I played sports my whole life. So being like an athlete and, you know, always active, like me and my friends would always play manhunt, like we were always out and about. So like it kind of, I was always a bigger kid, but I was never like, you know, wicked obese or anything. You know, I could like move around. That those athletic stuff kind of canceled it out. But then after high school, I actually got really into like weightlifting and stuff, and I think I got to like my best point for like my physicality probably my sophomore year of college. I played hockey. I got to like 205 solid. I was in good shape, really good cardio. I mean, they had us at 7 a.m. workouts 3 times a week, and then we'd have practice 5 days a week, and then there would be a game. So it's like you're constantly moving. And then on top of that, I would go to the gym on my own. So like I was just really passionate about that. But then I think when COVID hit, I got more dialed in during COVID. Like, did you do any like basement workouts during COVID? I feel like everyone was doing the you know, dips on the chair and shit.
Exactly. Yeah. It was in the garage, which is like a little space, just trying to do what I could.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. So I have a lot of videos. And I don't know if you have like a ton of Snapchat memories, but like I have so many Snap memories that'll come up from like whatever it was 4 years ago of that. And I was in really good shape, but I think I ended up dating my ex. I think it was like, I forget when we started dating, like sometime during COVID, like 2020. And, you know, when you're with a girl for a while and you're comfortable, you know, you kind of slack off and, you know, you rather just chill inside and order some, you know, Uber Eats or something, pick up. So that was like the first thing, is like I discovered like Uber Eats and how easy it was to just order food to my doorstep. And then it was getting to a point where I was still in good shape, but I was eating like shit. So I would like, you know, I would work out, dial in all day, hit my calorie count, and then I'd be driving home from our house at like midnight and hit McDonald's on the way home and hit that and then go, oh, no, I'll hit cardio in the morning, it'll even out. But, you know, just like little habits like that over time. How have you been like with like your whole life eating wise? Like, have you ever had any eating issues, or were you always like pretty solid on like nutrition?
Well, you know what the thing is, to like, I got like food allergies and stuff, right? Oh, so that always kind of like kept me away from some of like the fast food and shit, just naturally, just because like, you know, a lot of that shit, like I just didn't know what was in it, you know what I mean? So I was more so eating a lot of home cooked meals and like making my own food. So like that helped, but like, yeah, definitely like the older you get, like it's tough to kind of keep that diet.
What allergies, how many allergies do you have? I know you've told me before, I just forget.
Shit like sesame seeds, nuts.
All the good shit, right?
Yeah, all the good shit.
So do you have to stay to a strict diet now? Or like what do you have to stay away from? Like if you go out to dinner?
But honestly, bro, the list is like too long. So look.
But you memorized it? Like you know everything off the top of your head?
Yeah, but like so a lot of the stuff, like there's only a couple things that I'd be like, yo, I need an EpiPen, I got to go to the hospital for. But then there's a bunch of stuff that like would just make me feel like shit.
Yeah.
So like I kind of like a while back, like I was just like, yo, I'm going to figure out everything that makes me feel like shit. I got like tested and I would just kind of like stay away from all of it. So I eat like a very like minimal diet.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, see, I feel like having that along with like, you know, staying, being athletic and active your whole life growing up, you know, like you kind of have that foundation already. Not that it's an excuse for me or anything, but like having those allergies definitely, you know what I mean? You're more cautious of what you're eating. You're not just scoffing down calzones and fucking going out to dinner and ordering the whole menu. So I think it really got worse. Like my weight, and I don't want to hop on this too much. I kind of want to get going on this, but like my weight probably got its worst this year, 100% this year. And I think it got worse over the last couple of years because obviously with business, you get busier. I took this full time over 2 years ago now. So I think right when I took it full time, my life just got so much busier, and then health and fitness took a back seat. So just slowly over the last few years since COVID, I just slowly kind of fell out of the fitness grind. So then, you know, we get invited out to eat, we get paid to eat sometimes, you know what I mean? So we're, you know, temptation everywhere. But it hit a point like, I think it was a little bit after Christmas, and by the time this comes out tonight, I'm posting the official announcement. So no, as of right now, no one knows this is happening.
Yeah.
I posted a couple stories teasing it. I have a Q&A, but people don't know like my weight and all that.
Yeah.
So this is going to be come out Saturday. So 2 days ago, I posted this. So go check it out if you haven't yet on my social media. But on sometime in January, I weighed in on my scale for the first time in like probably 4 or 5 months.
Yeah.
And it said 366 pounds. And I was like, holy fuck. I'm literally like, this is crazy.
Yeah.
Cause like, I mean, like you said, you've never been like, you never dealt with like weight issues your whole life. So like, I don't know if you've had that moment where you look at the scale and you're like, fuck. But like, I've had times with that, but this was like, holy shit. Like I need to like, you know, like work out for my life. Like literally, like this is like not healthy at all. So, I don't know what kind of clicked, but I started getting into a rhythm with Prosciutto Poppy, and having Prosciutto Poppy helps because when you're doing it together with someone, it helps.
Yep.
And really just the last couple, so I have a girlfriend of almost 3 years now, and we've been great. Like we have no issues ever. But we've had a lot of like serious talks, obviously, for like the future and stuff. And, you know, she was just really, this is going to get deep, but like we were talking and she was like, you know, you really just have to find a way to like love yourself. Cause like, you know, I'm like always laughing funny, but like, I don't like consider myself like depressed. Like I would never say that.
Yeah.
Cause I feel like there's people that actually deal with it. And I really don't think I deal with that. I'm genuinely a happy person, but there's a portion of me that like, bro, I don't love myself. Like, I feel like to a point, like I hate myself. I'm not thinking every day like, oh, I hate myself. But like deep back in the back of my mind, like, I don't like how I look. You know what I mean? So it kind of came out of that. So we had a few serious talks about that. Like, if we're going to be serious and like really like raise a family eventually, like you got to find a way to love yourself before you can love someone else. So, you know, we had that talk about 2 months ago. And I think that's really what snapped it in my head. And ever since then, bro, I've been down 20 pounds. I'm at down a 3 as of this morning. I think I'm like 344.
Nice.
When I posted the announcement, or when I post it tonight, it's going to say 345, but I lost another pound. So really just dialing in, bro. And I'm excited to go on this journey. But the kind of kicker to it all is I've been on my social media before and I've said, hey, I want to lose weight. I want to do this. But like, I never really had structure. I never had like a plan.
Yeah.
So this time we actually have like a schedule we're going to be posting. We have a trainer. Shout out Darren Batista Bootcamp. He was on here, 2 weeks ago now. We have him to keep us accountable. And now I have the followers to keep me accountable. And before, I never posted my weight. And that's kind of the number one thing I'm going with this is like, I never told my weight to anyone. I never posted my weight. It was always something I kept hidden my whole life. So now this is the first time in fucking 24 years I'm putting it out there for thousands of people to see. So yeah, it's one of those things that you kind of have to do it now, but I also want to do it too. I'm not doing it for anyone else but me. And I think that's one of those things that kind of flipped the switch.
The schedule is super important too, bro. Cause like you deal with the same thing that like I do, where it's like, Your days get so busy. Your days and your evenings are so busy. You're grinding. You got so much 100%. Shit. It's like the morning is the time to get the workout in.
Yeah, and dude, that's what I was literally just gonna say. Like that's something I've picked up the last probably 2 months is like getting in the gym right in the morning. Like we're not getting there at 8 a.m., 7 a.m., I'm getting there by 10 a.m. and we're getting our workout from 10 to 11 and then we're at the office from whatever it is, 11:30 to like 6:30 or something doing work. So we have that routine and that's been like the number one thing I've been struggling to find the last 3 years is a steady routine for doing this shit because as you know, being an entrepreneur, building a business, like you don't have anyone to hold you accountable. I want to sleep in tomorrow and eat calzones and chill all day, I can do that. No one's stopping me for that. So yeah, bro, it's going to be an exciting journey. I'm ready to go. I wanted to explain a little bit of how I wanted people to get involved. So the whole thing with this is obviously to become the best version of myself. That's what I want to do with this. And, you know, I'm going to call up Prosciutto Poppy too, make sure he does it, hopefully. But it's also to get people involved, my followers, my supporters. I want people that are dealing with similar situations to do it with me because I know there's a lot of people out there who are just like me and, you know, keep the weight hidden. And I'm not asking people to go out there and show their weight. Like that's your privacy. You have a right to keep that. But I just want to be that, you know, that person or that, I don't want to say role model, but person you look to like get that extra motivation to do it, like do it with me. Like that's the whole point of this. So we're doing hashtag grind with Tommy G. That's the hashtag we're going with. Hashtag grind with Tommy G. I don't care if it's a story, a post, a comment, but like hashtag that so I know you're grinding with me and we're going to build it together. Like I said, we're going to have a Discord channel come in. We're going to have like a broadcast channel on Instagram, which is like, you know, exclusive chat, exclusive announcements, content that only I can see and whoever's in it can see. So I want to build this community up and I want to do it big. I think having people, like I said earlier, like having Prosciutto Poppy with me to do it makes it so much easier. So if there's people out there that don't have anyone, like, you know, I could be that person or we could be that person. I know we're not in person together, but who knows? Maybe fucking we could do live entertainment one day with it. I don't know. Like there's the possibilities are endless. So I don't know. We'll see where it goes. But I also wanted to shout out a couple things with this weight loss journey. I don't want to go too deep in it. Like I want to get to the Q&A so we're not here fucking all day. But I need to shout out some of the sponsors that have helped us take this next step. So number one, Nutrae Meal Plans, the Purina brothers, shout out them. We tried to work together in the past. And again, this was around the time where I said I was going to do it and then fell off of it. But they've put their trust in again and they're going to work with us. So shout out Nutrae Meal Plans. Go check them out. And then I also wanted to shout out Perform Inspired. I think that's the supplement brand. Perform Inspired and Municipal Clothing. Our buddy Mark Wahlberg, he was kind enough to tell his team, those are his two companies, to send us a bunch of shit. So shout out them for getting us our stuff. And I want to call out Slate Milk. Slate Milk, I've been trying to work with you guys for a while. Manny Lubin, I still got a podcast. I'm waiting to release it. And I told Manny on text, I'm like, buddy, I'm waiting until we have a partnership to release this. So you remember doing that. That was like our fucking second or third pod or something?
I think it was.
It was me and Mako, actually, which is mad funny, in Nico's restaurant. So we're trying to get that done with them. But besides that, thank you to all the sponsors. Thank you for all the sponsors for giving us the boost. Because if I didn't have those fucking meals, if I didn't have you know, the supplements that I need, the protein and stuff like that, even the athletic clothing. Like if I didn't have that, it makes it a lot tougher. I have to do extra steps to go make it happen. So shout out to all of them for that. Have you ever tried the Nutrae Meal Plans or?
You know, I haven't, but I heard they're good.
They're solid. Yeah, they're really good. It's just convenience, bro. Number one, like obviously they have a chef, so they make, it's not just like chicken and rice every meal. Like they have a good variety.
Yeah.
But It tastes very good, but the number one thing is the convenience. Because, like, you know how it is when you're running around all day and you're trying to stick to a certain calorie count or whatever it may be. You know, you can very well just go pick up, you know, Wendy's on the way home and eat that instead. Yeah. So knowing you have those, you know, prepared meals at home is, it goes a long way. What do you think the hottest part of like a fitness journey like this is going to be? Like, in your opinion?
Honestly, I think the toughest part is like, is keeping it going over the long run. Cause it's like, I've had that before where it's like, you know, you get motivated, you get into a groove and then it's like a couple of weeks go by and you start to wake up being like, damn, I got to just keep doing this.
That's some, I mean, I'm not going to lie. I'm obviously, you know, scared that, I'm going to fail that way one day. Right now I'm fully motivated and, and I've been in this position before, you know, I'm not posting about it, but like I've been in this mindset before where like I'm dialed in the gym in a groove. But like I've fallen out of it. So, you know, I'm hoping that I'm preparing in the right way. I have the right accountability around me. I have this on social media, people calling me out if I ever fail that way. But I just feel like I'm at a point now where it's like, I'm really just, like I said, I'm fighting for like my future, for my life, bro. Yeah. Like, and it's deeper than just like how I look. Like, I want to look good. I want to be confident. Don't get me wrong, but you know, it sounds weird, like might sound corny, but like, you know, the number one thing for me is family, bro. And I want to raise a family one day, especially with my girlfriend now, if it does work out, like I do want to raise a family with her. And like, I want to be able to play with my fucking kids, bro. I want to be able to, you know, put on the skates and skate again and shit. Right now, bro, I can do it, but it's, dude, I would not be comfortable doing it at all. So, that's the main driving points for me is family, her, myself, obviously, and just, you know, becoming the best version of yourself, bro.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what it's like to like wake up and feel amazing. Like, even when I was in that shape back in whenever it was 2020, like I never was like fully confident. I never woke up feeling amazing. Obviously, I felt a lot better than I do now, but I always kind of struggled with like that inner confidence. So I just kind of want to find that and just find that best version, you know?
Yeah.
Do you feel like you're the best version of yourself right now?
I feel like I'm at a good spot, but I definitely feel like I've been at points in my life where I've potentially been better. You know what I mean? And that's part of it too. Cause like sometimes, you know, you start to see the results and then you tell yourself, oh, I'm doing well. I can take my foot off the gas.
Right.
You know what I mean?
That's been my issue too, is like, cause I always try to look back and like reflect like why the fuck, like how did this, you know, one day I'm thinking back to 3 years ago and I'm like, oh shit, I was like, you know, 220, 230. We could have cut down to like 200. That was my goal.
Yeah.
And getting lean again. And now it's like, you look in the mirror and you're 360. It's like, where the fuck did it go wrong in the last two? How did I put on 100 pounds in whatever, two and a half years? And like you said, I think it's just getting complacent. It's not my fucking girlfriend's fault in any way, but I started dating her and I got comfortable again. So I think that has to do with it. But also just like not having the proper like preparation, accountability, you know, support. So I feel like I have that now. And dude, once I get into a groove and once I, cause I know when I post this tonight, there's going to be a ton of support. Obviously you get the bullshit comments, but like, dude, I'm at a point now, I'm 24. Like I truly don't give a fuck what people think. Like I really don't. And it's like such a great place to be in. Obviously to an extent, like obviously some comments will, you know, in your head a little bit, but dude, for the long run, like I truly don't care. That's why I'm doing this. So it'll be, I'm excited to see where we are 3 months from now, 4 months from now, a year from now, you know, and you know, we want to hit that. The goal is 100 pounds in a year. That's the goal.
That's what's up.
Drop 100 in a year. So with that being said, hashtag grind with Tommy G, comment it on this video, go to my social media, follow me, Tommy Green, go comment it, go post. I want to build a community off of this. So with that being said, we're going to dive into this little Q&A. Justin, I'll have you comment on these questions with me. Unless it's like a personal question just for me. All right. We got number one. I don't know how to say this. Marcanis. Have you looked into intermittent fasting? So that's interesting because that's what I've kind of been doing. I'm going to be doing it more seriously now because I have a plan and a trainer that we're doing a, you know, nutrition plan with. So basically, I've done it in the past. I've loved it. I love fasting now in the morning. That's what I've still been doing that the last 2 months. But I'm going to do the 16-hour fast, 8-hour feed. So basically, right now, what I'm going to tentatively set is I'm going to stop, not eat until like 1 p.m. I'm going to go to the gym, 10 a.m., go to the office, and I'm going to have my meals at the office. Yeah. So I'll have my first meal then. I'll have my second meal around like probably 4-ish. And then I'll go home and I'll have a nice dinner around like 8 o'clock, probably around 7 o'clock. And then maybe a little snack at 9, because 9 to 1 o'clock is the 16 hours.
Yep.
So, but again, that can change. That's the thing about this business is like, I don't have a set schedule. So there's going to be nights where I'm out till 1, 2 a.m. and I'm going to have to plan ahead. But I think the number one thing, especially what Darren, the trainer, touched on was preparation is the number one thing. Like if you plan ahead, like for example, we're going to the Celtics game tomorrow night. So we're going to be out late that night. We're going to go out after and all that, have a few drinks. So that's something that I just have to plan ahead for. Like, all right, well, I can have maybe like my first meal at 1, maybe a little snack in between, and then, you know, plan for that dinner before the game and have a nice dinner that's going to last you throughout the night, you know, and then plan the next day, because I don't want to fall off of it. I feel like having consistency and momentum is the number one thing. But yeah, so that's what I'm going to be doing. Have you done intermittent fasting before?
Not like, I would say I've done it, but not like intentionally, right? Like yeah. I've just been in situations where it's like sometimes like you got to skip a meal or something like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And like, so you're too busy to make breakfast, stuff yep. like that. Like I've done it before and like I don't mind it. But I actually heard, because it's funny, you always hear contradicting things, right? Mm-hmm. Like people will say, oh, intermittent fast. Oh, you should be eating every couple hours. Oh, like there's all different like opinions out there. Mm-hmm. And I heard a dude say that the best way to lose weight is like 30-40 grams of protein followed by cardio. So like eggs and then like cardio.
Interesting.
So it's like, but obviously that's not.
If you're going to do the cardio, you know, I mean, in the morning. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So I guess it just depends on what works for you.
I think
you know?
That's what I was just going to say. I think the main thing, I think there's a lot of like health and fitness fads on social media, and everyone's a gym bro now and is giving you the fucking bro science and shit. I just think the number one thing is what works for you in right. your life. Let's be honest. I'm not competing for the IFBB championship. I'm not a bodybuilder. Like I'm just right. trying to get in a healthy shape. So whatever works for me, and I think that's probably what's going to work for me. And again, if it doesn't, then we, you know, adjust and we move forward.
Right.
All right. We got Jack Schaefer. What's the nutrition plan? I just went over that. Shout out Nutri Mill. Lugs Auto Detailing. What's your weight goal and how have you kept yourself accountable? So like I said, I want to lose 100 pounds, by next year. So April 1st next year. And I want to go from 345, not 366. So I want to get to 245. How have I kept myself accountable? Well, it's really right now without the social media shit, it's just been my trainer, myself. You know, I check in with my girl every probably weekly a little bit, like kind of how I'm doing. Cause that's my main thing too, is like growing up and this, I don't want to go on a tangent here, but growing up, like I never like, you know, being a man and being from Boston, being Italian, you don't talk about your feelings like with your family. That's just not my relationship with my family. And that's completely fine. It's not their fault. But luckily now, like, you know, I've had some serious talks with my girlfriend and she's opened up to me too. And like showed you, so it's okay to talk about how you feel and shit. Yeah. And it's not even that I'm not okay with it, cause I'm talking about it right now, but it's like, I'm not intentionally thinking like, okay, let's talk. Like, so I try to make it a point weekly to check in with her. So I have that support there. But that's really it. But once I have the social media challenge up, I'm going to have all you guys to keep me accountable. Do you have anyone that keeps you accountable? Or is it just yourself?
Honestly, I think that's part of like the whole like thing is just like saying like, hey, like nobody cares about it as much as I care about it.
Right.
You know what I mean? And that's really what it is. You just got to get right with yourself about it.
It's something that you have to build up over time too. Like
yeah.
it's not something that's just going to come overnight. Like I've learned that too. Like I've always, and even like something like living at home. So like I still live at home. Like technically, my parents are there to pay the majority of the rent and like make sure everything's good at home. So when I eventually move out, you know, with my girlfriend in the future and stuff like that, like that's going to be something else that has to, you have to be accountable for everything on your own. So something you got to build up, but feel good about it right now. All right, we got Aristotle saying, what is a sustainable calorie intake to lose weight over a longer period of time? So that just really depends on the person. There's a ton of like nutrition calculators online that you can do for free. Like you just put in like your height, your weight, like I don't know what other information, but if you just look up calorie deficit calculator, you can find it and it'll give you like a certain amount of calories. But I suggest just like going to your doctor, like going to a trainer and just asking them, because I'm sure they would know another way to do it. But that's really what I do. But like for me, for example, I'm 345 pounds. I have to do the equation again. There's like an equation you can do for like your maintenance calories, which means like you take in that amount of calories to maintain the weight that you're at. So say it's like say it's like 3,500 calories for me. I could take in 3,500 calories a day and stay at my weight. But typically a deficit, you should drop like anywhere from like 250 to 500 calories, they say. So to lose weight slowly over time, I drop it to 3,000. But for me, like, I know I can stay below 3,000. So I'm probably going to start. And again, 3,500 is not the right number. I don't know what it is. But like, I'm probably going to start by taking like down 600-700 calories. I want to be around like 2,500 calories a day. Obviously, if my maintenance is like 2,800-2,900, then I'll probably drop it down to like 2,100-2,200. But I'm very experienced, like MyFitnessPal and stuff. Get MyFitnessPal. That's a great way to help to track your macros and all that. But yeah, no, it's fun. I think like for me, when I get in a groove of like tracking my calories and my protein and all that, like it's almost like a game you play every day. Like it's kind of fun. Have you ever done like tracking macros and stuff like that?
I when I was younger, I did some calorie tracking, but like, I think too, it comes back to like the type of food you're eating, right? Cause you could have like 300 calories worth of chicken and 300 calories worth of pasta, mm-hmm. and they're both going to hit you differently.
Exactly. You know what I mean? Yeah. I think that's a big thing I've noticed too, is literally like everything, like what you put in your body is literally what comes out. Like if I'm choosing to eat, you know, chicken, rice, and asparagus, and then go all wake up for the gym, I'm going to feel fucking great. I'm going to wake up with energy probably. But if I choose to have a roast beef three-way and fries and I wake up the next day, it might be the same amount of calories, but I'm going to wake up and feel like shit. So, yeah, that's a good point. And also too, when you're in a deficit, you want to avoid those, what do they call? I forget the word for it, but like less nutrient dense meals, because it's not going to fill you up for a long period of time. And like, yeah, you can wait till 6 o'clock at night and have that big, whatever it is, roast beef, sub, fucking calzone. But then you might get hungry at like 11 because it's not going to fill you up for a long period of time. Whereas if you're having like chicken, rice, and veggies, that's going to fill you up for a longer period of time. You're going to feel more fresh and you're not going to want to eat that shit. So that would be my suggestion, but it's really just, subjective on the person. All right, let's see. I need motivation. What motivates you? I just think, and I've seen this on social media too. I don't know your opinion, but I feel like motivation is something that it always goes. Motivation's always going to go. So I think you got to build that discipline. And I think consistency builds discipline, and hitting goals builds discipline. But as far as what motivates me, I mean, right now, I guess it's just the thought of building the community of for the weight loss journey, the thought of impacting other people, the thought of having like all the support behind me, like that motivates me right now to keep going. But I know that motivation probably over the next month or two is probably going to start to fade a little bit, because it's going to get repetitive and I'm going to be doing the same thing every day. But I'm hoping, and I know I'm building towards that discipline that like, okay, when that motivation goes, you're going to have that inner drive to keep going. But do you have any other thoughts on that?
Honestly, I just feel like, you know, when you're finished with a good workout and you just feel amazing, like you get
the high, your endorphins,
like that's what I think about whenever I'm like, I'm tired, I'm not feeling good. Like, I don't want to go work out. I just picture I'm like, yo, in like an hour and a half, I'll feel amazing.
That's funny you say that. I literally dealt with that this morning, and I've been dealing with it the last week. But this is the first week or the last couple weeks. It's been like the first couple weeks that like I felt the urge to hit the snooze button and go back to bed. And in the past, I would do it. It's like, fuck it. I'll go later, whatever. But now I wake up and I feel that tired. I want to get up. Don't want to get up. I'm not a morning person, but I won't even have a thought to cancel the gym. Like, I'm just like, all right, well, it's going to suck. Let's get through it. Cause I know I'm going to feel great. Like, I just came from the gym just now and we had a sick workout, but like, bro, there's nothing beats going to the gym, especially Equinox. Shout out Equinox and Seaport. Get a nice workout there, hit the steam room for 10 minutes, hit the showers, and then get dressed and leave, bro. You get a coffee, you start your day. Perfect, bro. Yeah. So that's a good point. That's definitely what motivates me daily to get up and go to the fucking gym, is chasing that. Are you worried about having a lot of loose skin? This is actually a good question. Sam Len 87. Shout out to you. I mean, a little bit. Yeah. I mean, I think I've come to kind of terms with it, that I've accepted that it's going to happen. I mean, even when I was in my best shape, 205 or whatever it was, when I was playing hockey, I always had like kind of like, they call it like baby fat. Like, I never had like a six pack. I never had like I always had like a little loose skin down low or like, you know, up top. But I've just come to terms that like, if it happens, it happens. And like, dude, they have surgeries for that nowadays. Yeah. So, like, if I really want to like get it taken care of, then I will. Cause I do like, I want to be able to like confidently go to the beach and take my shirt off. Like, that's into something I've never been able to do my whole life, which is crazy. So yeah, I probably will get the surgery for that. But besides that, like, I just think it's one of those things that I feel like there's a lot of solutions to it nowadays, you know, like it's something that you can solve on your own, you know? So I don't think you should stress about it too much, but
I also think it's not a bad problem to have, because if you got that problem, it means you met your goal and you dropped the weight.
And it's like, that's almost like that loose skin is like a, what's it called? Not an award like for your goals. Yeah. Proven. Yeah. It's like you have the body of work right there. So yeah, I'm not really worried about it too much. What's your ideal goal weight? This is from a Purpura 75. It's hard to set. I was even kind of staying away from setting the 100-pound goal, but I just know I want to drop that weight. As far as like my ideal goal weight, I don't think you can like really set that, especially right now at this stage, because everyone's different. Like, I never was below, the lowest I got at my weight was my senior year of high school, 2018. I was 190, which is crazy. Yeah. Or like 185 was my lowest. And even then, like, I wasn't eating. Like, to sustain that, like, I literally was having probably 1,000 calories a day, maybe. So it wasn't sustainable. And I still had loose skin then. Like, I never had, like, I was never in great shape. So I feel like I never got to that point where I'm like, okay, like, I'm confident with how I look, because I always kind of had that loose skin. Like, I never had that, like, you know, that physique that I wanted. So I think I'm just going to kind of go with the flow and see. I think if I were to answer it right now, like, I was around anywhere from 215 to like 225, 230 for a while. So I would say like that weight is good for me. I've always been a bigger kid, so I don't see myself walking around with a tapered six pack or anything like that. Right. What do you think? Are you trying to, what's your fitness goals right now? Are you trying to maintain? Are you trying to put on weight? What are you trying to do?
Honestly, like, I've never, even like when I was getting bigger, like, I never looked at it as like a weight thing. I always looked at it as like an appearance thing.
Which you shouldn't, though. Right. Even like me calling this like a weight loss journey, like, for me, it is a weight loss journey, because I do need to drop the weight. Like, there's no one that's healthy in 360 pounds. Right. Like, that's how it is. But I think once I hit that 100-pound goal, then I might shift it to, like, I don't know, something different. Because even, like, I was just doing the video, the announcement video outside, and I'm like, well, I don't want to say, like, because another hashtag I was going to do was drop LBs with Tommy G, which is, like, it flows. Right, but I don't want just people that are trying to lose weight. I want people that are trying to better themselves. You know, at the end of the day, I don't care if, because there's a lot of people that are trying to put on muscle and better themselves that way. So you're obviously not dropping weight. You're going to gain weight. Exactly. So I think using the scale to gauge success to an extent is good, but at the same time, it can mentally fuck you. Because like, if you're trying to drop 10 pounds and you're grinding in the gym for a week and now you're a pound heavier, it's like, why the fuck am I heavier?
Right.
Well, it's because you probably put on muscle, you know? So yeah, I think using the scale to gauge success, especially when you're not trying to lose a lot of weight, is tricky to do. So be careful with that. What motivates you to stay consistent? We kind of already talked about that a little bit. Shout out to Shmurda. You know Shmurda?
Oh, yeah.
You know Shmurda? Yeah. He asked that.
Good dude, good
what
dude.
What motivates you to stay consistent? Shmurda, we just touched on that. What led you to conclude that you wanted to go on this journey? That's a good question. Man, I would say I kind of touched on it earlier, like talking to my girlfriend and just breaking down the future, like what I want to do, like, you know, how do we take that next step eventually, stuff like that. So I think just looking in the mirror and being honest with myself and like, yeah, like I don't love how I look. I don't love myself fully, you know? And like I said, by no means do I feel depressed. I don't feel like, you know, fucking suicidal or anything like that. Like, there's extreme cases like that where people feel that way. It's more of just like in the back of my head, like, I know I don't love how I look. So, you know, realizing that until you love yourself, you can't love other people and you can't like fully be at your 110%. Like, if I died not knowing what my best version of myself would be, like, dude, that's horrible. That sucks. There's people that do pass away and they don't know what their best version could have been. And honestly, another piece of motivation for me too, I'm just thinking about is even just like, dude, I like love Dana White, bro. Like, his podcast, especially the journey he's gone on, like, that shit is motivating. Like, I don't know. I want to meet that dude, Gary Brecker, one day and have him do a test on me.
So Gary Brecker is the one who said 30 to 40 grams of protein and then cardio.
Okay. Yeah. He knows what he's talking about. Yeah. So maybe I'll transition to that eventually. Yeah. But yeah, dude, I listen to his podcast, I listen to all of Dana White's podcasts, and just like the shit they talk about, bro, just like, it gets you fired up. Like, there's no way around it. Like, even the little things like I've touched on before, like, how like masculinity is so preyed upon nowadays. And, you know, like he says it all the time. He's like, there's so many soft people in the world now. Like if you just have like a little bit of drive and savage in you, like you're going to fuck up everyone. So like go out there and fuck them up. Yeah. So like things like that. So I don't know. I think a mixture of like that, like kind of looking at those things for a while and then talking to my girlfriend and just looking in the mirror, like that's really what concluded me to do this.
Yep.
But do you have anyone in like the space, like, I don't know, like what space, but like in the world that you look up to or like a role model kind of in a way, like even if it's on social media or like a, I don't know, a public figure.
Like fitness wise?
Maybe not fitness. Like, I don't know, just in general, that fires you up, that makes you want to go make money. Like someone that you can watch and like fire you up.
Honestly, I like that. I do. It's funny you say Dana White, cause I do love listening to Dana White. I love that that Patrick Bet-David dude.
You ever listen to him? Yes, yep. I've heard his podcast.
He's pretty good. Honestly, just the people who kind of like just preach that whole like, you know, like kind of fuck you mentality. Yeah. Like, you know,
that's because what you need. Like you said, like, dude, I just love like, obviously, bro, like growing up in an Italian old school household, like, you know, it has its cons for sure. But like that old school mentality, bro, like, yeah, they didn't do everything right. It's not perfect. But like just that mentality of like, like really just fuck how you feel, go up and go work. Like it doesn't matter how you feel. Like no one cares. No one gives a fuck about how you feel. Right, no one truly cares. So you're just going to go and get it. Like if you want to go get it, there's a lot of people that have like that victim mentality that why is this happening to me? Why I feel like I'm a fucking motivational podcaster right now, but this is the shit I see is like, cause it's true. Like I know multiple people with that and those people are never going to do anything because they're always going to have that mindset. So until you shift that to looking at things positive instead of negatively, like it's never going to change. So
yeah.
Tommy McGinn, how much have you lost so far? 20 pounds, goal of 100 pounds. Let's see. We're getting to the end here. Got a few more slides. How often do you work out? So right now with this current schedule, I'm going to be doing weightlifting and cardio 5 times a week. So I do like, I'll go in, I'll walk for like 20 minutes and then I'll do some weightlifting 5 days a week. And then I might try to mix in like a little walk on like the weekend, but I do want to take one day off a week, at least probably Sunday or something. So that's the goal there. Do you have like a specific schedule? You just kind of try to train like 5 days a week?
Like I try to Monday through Friday, I try to get in there every morning and do something. And then Saturday and Sunday, like, I'll pick a day, but I try to give myself one day off because like when you go in 7 days a week, I think that's how you burn yourself out.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, because you can do that for even like a week and a half, 2 weeks in a row. And then it's like, all right, well, now you're taking 6 days off and you're fucked. Prioritizing anything specific, diet, exercise, sleep, or all equally? I would say all equally. What do you think about sleep? How do you do on sleep?
Honestly, I've never... Like I love to sleep, but like I've never been good at sleeping. Like I stay up late and like I gotta like I'm a night owl, you know what I mean?
See, I stay up late, but it's cause the PS5. Like I'm ripping PS5. Right. But it's weird. Like I can get off PS5 and then like, you know, I'll probably like wind down, watch a little Netflix, and then I'll be asleep within like a half hour.
Yeah.
But that's that's one of my vices is like I love to like play video games. Like it's fun. Yeah. It's for me. But that's like, I don't know. I feel like I work hard throughout the day. Like that's my little reward at the end of the night, you know?
You need it.
But I try to hit like I don't know. I feel like it's another thing that's also all mental, bro. Like there's a lot of things in this world that is all mental. Everything is all mental, to be honest. But everyone just has labels for everything nowadays that makes you think that it's something bigger than it really is. Yeah. So I think that's something I realize with sleep is like some nights I'll be up till like 2 and I got to be up at 7 and it's like, fuck it. You just got to do it and then take a nap later in the day. But I try to go for like 7 to like 8 hours a night, like maybe 9, like if I really can squeeze it in. But like I said, going to the being up at 9 a.m. every day helps because like I can stay up till like 1 o'clock or 2 o'clock, you know?
Yeah.
I just enjoy staying up late. I've never me been too. Like an early, I can't do it. It's not for me. Is it harder to focus on weight loss being a public figure? That's actually weird. I don't consider myself a public figure. I guess I am. Honestly, I guess it was until now because now I'm putting it out there and I'm making it content. Like I'm making the weight loss and the business on the same level because I would always put the business above the health, but now I'm putting it on the same level and like now it is my business. So if I'm fucking with this weight loss journey, now I'm fucking with my money. I'm fucking with my business, which I'd never do. So I wouldn't say it's harder now. I would say it was hard to make the decision to put myself out there. But after talking to like, you know, Prosciutto Papi, my girlfriend, my trainer, like it helped me make the decision to do it. But no one pushed me to do this. I'm doing it 100% because I want to do it. But I mean, I don't know. I'm not Justin Bieber. I'm not the Nelk boys. I'm you know, still a Boston guy. So it's not that hard. I wouldn't say it's hard. What is your main goal? Is it to hit certain weight or certain strength? That's a good question. I to hit certain weight obviously is the main goal, but eventually, like, I want to get more into, you know, building up strength and stuff like that, and, you know, really dial it on the weight training aspect. I used to love to lift heavy. I still like to lift heavy, but dude, my max, my PRs, right? I still remember them when I was at my peak performance. Yeah. I think I was like probably around 220, 225. Bench was, I never hit 315, but I hit, I think I, the last one I remember is 295. I hit that for one, maybe 300 around that. My squat was, it was like for one, it probably wasn't the best form either, but it was about a little below four plates. Like it was probably like three plates and a quarter or something. And then my deadlift was always pretty solid. I had like a 485 deadlift or something. So I like enjoy doing the powerlifting shit. Have you ever gotten into like lifting heavy or anything like that?
I've gone through phases. Like I've never been like the most powerful dude. Any, you know what I mean? Like I'm not like, I've never been like a power lifter. Like even when I lift, like I was normally just like lifting for like toning and shit. But the one thing I've noticed is that like now, like I try to mix in like even just like as much minimal lifting and like push-ups and shit as possible, because like when you do that weight loss shit and you focus on cardio, like you go try to lift and then you're like, what the fuck happened to my
strength? That's why, yeah. And that's why I'm thankful I have Darren, the trainer, because like he can keep me focused on that. And I like to lift weight. And I think a lot of it's mental, because it's like, all right, you think in your head like, and you do burn a lot of calories running, but like that's the thing that's pushed. Like, oh, you want to lose fat? Go run. It's like, yes, that works. But you could also lift weight and lose weight. you know what I mean? Right. Like people, I think like the whole like old school way of looking at it, or like people that aren't as educated on fitness, is like, oh, you're going to lift weights and get bulky. It's like, no, that's not how it works. You're burning calories, you know? But yeah, so I agree on that. It's very hard. I was 290 pounds, gave up carbs and alcohol, and went down to 225. Wow. That's awesome. Congrats. But I don't think giving up anything is really the answer. I think like moderation is the answer for sure. Like I'm going to try to, like, the whole kind of diet I'm going with Nutri is like higher protein, kind of lower carb, not keto by any means, but like, you know, focusing on staying lower on carbs. Cause this with my body in the past, like I know that's when I feel better. Like that's when I feel like, you know, I have that skinny body in the morning and shit like that. That's the shit I like. So, that's dope though. I don't think I can give up alcohol though, but definitely going to try to keep it once a week. That's it. One time a week at most. For example, we're going to the Celtics game tomorrow. I'm going to drink tomorrow. I drank last Friday, and everything is just preparation, dude. That's the number one thing. So I'm glad I have that. Have lost weight. I don't know what that says. Are you still, this is a funny one right here. Might have to clip this one. Are you still going to be as funny if you're skinny? Asking for a friend. I was actually waiting for this question. I knew something was going to come out of it. Cause you know, the whole, you're not wrong. I mean, I think fatter guys are funny. I'm not going to lie. I mean, look at Jonah Hill. Not as funny anymore. Who else? Who was another example of someone that's a big guy that's lost weight and he's like kind of not as funny anymore? Like Josh Peck.
Yeah.
Not as funny anymore.
That big fat dude from Mike and Molly, like Mike Gardell or whatever.
Yeah, just not as ton of weight. Like, still funny, not as funny. Kevin James. Yeah, he's funny when he's fatter. I don't know. So, yeah, I might get less funny, but, you know, we're looking to do bigger things than just the deli. You know, we're looking to level things up. So I'm not too worried about it. I think losing the weight and becoming healthier is going to let me do this longer. So that's my rebuttal to that. All right, we're getting to the end here. What are we at? 43 minutes? All right, okay. We can still have a little time here. Yeah? Right. Do you have to get out of here at a certain time? No, you're good. All right, perfect. Does it bother you that different type of people that show respect when you... Hold on, time out. Sorry. This guy wrote like multiple messages from the top. Knowing that you are the same person with weight or not, does it bother you that different type of people that show respect when you have lost weight compared to gaining it? Okay. So I think he's saying, does it affect me that people will show me more respect that I'm skinnier? Is that what he's saying?
I don't really know what he's saying.
Knowing that you are the same person with weight or not, does it bother you that different type of people that you know what? I don't care if you respect me when I'm big, if you respect me when I'm skinny, I just asked for that. I guess I'm the same person. I'm not going to fucking change, you prick. Al Giorgio asks, has the wrench gotten bigger? You know, Al, I gotta be honest. And it's always the bad brain guys. You know, you have all these serious questions. You know, Tommy, I just dropped all this weight advice. And you got, has the wrench gotten bigger? I gotta be honest, Al, gaining the weight, it has definitely gotten smaller for sure. I would say so. When I lose the weight again, yes, I think it'll, you know, look nicer when I'm doing my thing. But so far, no, I don't think it's gotten bigger. You know, like I've lost 20 pounds, but it's not like a crazy amount where I'm noticing anything like that. So that was good. I need to drop my belly fat off and no love handles out of bed at 4 a.m. I don't even know why I just read that. What's your short-term and long-term goals? So I already gave my long-term goals, lose the 100 pounds. Short-term, I was thinking about doing short-term goals on my social media, which I still might. But I think like monthly, I want to lose anywhere from like 8 to 10 pounds. That's like my goal per month. Yep. Obviously, some is going to be more, some's going to be less. But I was going to do like 3 months to break 300, something like that, like 90 days to drop 45 pounds, which is, you know, it's a lot. Like that's, you know, on average, whatever that is, like what's 45 divided by three? That's fucking 45 divided by three is 15. That's 15 pounds a month. So, you know, I don't know if I'm going to do it. I might, but that would be my initial goal. The thing is I'm so heavy right now that the way I'm working out, if I consistently keep it up for the next 3 months, I can definitely break it because I'm going to lose weight faster versus when I get, you know, 290, 280, 270, it's going to come off a little slower. So yeah, that would be my short-term goal, I guess. Over the next 3 months, I want to get below 300. Let's see. Last question here, I think. This is my last one. Are you using a trainer or nutritionist? Just curious. Yes, we are using Darren Batista, Batista's Bootcamp. Check him out. Yeah, he's been great. I mean, honestly, I got to give him a big shout out because we had him on the podcast. Go check it out 2 episodes ago. But we talked about how me and him connected, probably 8-9 months ago now. And we didn't really get into a groove until the last couple months. So yeah. He stood by our side the last couple months and he's always had that support. We never had an issue with him. You know, he's been great. So definitely check him out. Go check out Equinox and Seaport. Go have a conversation with him. I think he's taking on new clients. So he's fucking great. So I got to shout him out. But as far as nutrition, Nutray meal plans, like I said, great company. Go check them out. They're going to provide me with all my meals for this journey. And we're gonna lose this weight. I'm excited. And one more time, I'll shout out Performed, Inspired, and Municipal, Mark Wahlberg's brands. They sent us a bunch of free shit to help us with the journey. And yeah, it's a dream of mine, and it's going to happen one day, is to work out with Mark. I got to go get put through a 4 a.m. workout with Mr. Wahlberg. I got to send him this video tonight when I post it, and I know he's going to be fired up because he comments on all of our fitness shit because he's so like locked in. Yeah. But yeah, man, it's going to be fun to see the progress and see, you know, who comes out for support. Because obviously, like, you know, I know I'm going to have support, but it'll be interesting to see like if we can do some sort of collab with Wahlberg for like a workout or like even like The Rock or something. Like that would be crazy. So I don't know. We'll see down the line. Did you see Wahlberg's new movie yet? Did you get a chance to see it? Off of the King?
No, I heard about it. I haven't seen it yet. No.
It's in theaters. I saw it 2 weeks ago now when it first came out. And it was fucking good, bro. Yeah. It was a very, like Al and Justin always say, good hangover movie.
Yep.
I still don't really understand what that means. I kind of get it. Do you have a definition for me on a hangover movie?
I think it's just like a movie that you don't have to like
turn your brain off.
Al, yeah, you just turn your brain off.
So
yeah,
this is exactly like a straightforward movie like that. Yeah. It's they're called, excuse me. It's based on a true story about this guy. I forget his name, but he's an adventure runner. I think that's what it's called. And it's not like a triathlete. It's like a lot more extreme than that. Have you ever heard of adventure runners?
Those are people who just run fucking forever.
Yeah, but it's like not just running, bro. It's like a race. It was in, what is it? Sao Paulo, Brazil?
Brazil, yeah.
Something like that. It was in Brazil, but it's a race over like, I want to say it's like a week. And it's like 300-400 miles or something. But the crazy thing is you can take whatever route you want. So you can kayak, you can bike, you can run, you can take different, there's no set route like a marathon. Yeah. So it was cool because it shows like it shows the journey, and then long story short, it's based on a true story of like they were in the middle of Brazil and this dog was following them the whole time, and they have little rest stops in between, like seven different rest stops over the 7 days or something, and that's where like you snack and rest if you want to, and the dog followed them from there like the whole race, and they kept the dog with them, and I guess it was like this big huge publicity thing, whatever, and it happened like I think it happened like 2018 or something. It wasn't that long ago. Yeah. So definitely if you're a runner, you're a runner too, so you should definitely check it out. Like I said, it was I mean obviously very well acted. There was one fucking insufferable dude in it though. He was like this this Asian guy that was a part of his four-man team, and he was like an influencer. And he just like was that the whole movie, like the most insufferable influence, like any like the, when you think of influencer, that was him.
Yeah.
So, but besides that, it was a very good movie. It was almost like a sports movie. Obviously, like running is pretty much a sport, so like it was similar to that, but it gave me like, you know, you ever see Miracle, the hockey movie? It gave me like those vibes in it. Yeah. So yeah, so that was cool to watch. But shout out Wahlberg, shout out everyone else supporting. I think that's really it for the pod, guys. I mean, I kind of covered everything. Do you have any final thoughts or any final words of advice for me before I embark on this journey?
No, man, just keep with it. I told you when you came in, you were looking good. You're, you're doing your thing. So, so yeah, man, just stick with it.
We gotta call up Prosciutto Poppy, make sure he does this too. You know, he's kind of on the fence. I'm going to post a video tonight. I didn't have enough time to call him out in the video, but I'm going to call him out in the caption. So, you know, this is coming out Saturday. Go to my announcement video, tag Prosciutto Poppy, message him, DM him, and let him know he's got to hop on this journey with me. But this is it, guys. And I also want to mix in some YouTube content too. Maybe some vlogs, workouts. I don't know. We're going to get creative with it, guys. But thank you again for watching It's Content Podcast. Tommy G, grind with Tommy G, hashtag grind with Tommy G, post it, tag me, I'll repost it. We got to go on this journey together. Let's become the best version of ourselves, guys. Let's go out there and get it. So end of the day, guys, as you know, Justin, I don't know if you know the what you know what I'm saying, like the, at the end of the day, it's all content, guys, at the end of the day, you know, always. I can tell who's on the way out. 25 show, check the payout. I ain't going home, I'ma stay out. Motherfuckers hate you when they looking for a way out. I just sit back and let it play out. And she gon' let me hit it any day now. What you gonna say now? Have my ex-girl got a bait now. But she still let me stay now. I got a Dallas and a H-Town boo. Got a Betty out Cape Town too. Ooh, 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 ooh. Whole gang in steakhouse food. Get the check out.